In Orchot Yosher, continuing in the Midah of Emet, of speaking the truth. Ve'ashrei mi shemechanech et banav b'midat ha'emet. How fortunate is the one who trains, who educates his children in the attribute of truth. Kmo shekatav, or kmo shekatuv, b'shla ha'kadosh, as the Shla HaKadosh wrote, Klal gadol yihye la'av hamyaser beno. Ve'sheyihye batuach she'aben olech v'derich hayashar af beseter she'lo bifnei av. An important principle in regards to a father, parents who educate their children on the right path, and they want to be sure that their children will follow the right path even when they are not in the presence of their parents. How can you ensure that? Yireh bechol kocho le'adricho b'midat ha'emet. He should, as much as he can, educate his children in the midah of truth, to be truthful. V'yagdil lo onesh ha'sheker, afilu b'sicha betela. And he should explain to him the gravity, the seriousness of false, of being, of lying, of speaking things that are not true, even in just regular talk. Chaim Kanievsky writes, "Hine po b'Yerushalayim," or maybe this is a continuation of the quote from the Shla HaKadosh. Oh wow! He continues to quote from the Shla HaKadosh. Yeah. The second he said Yerushalayim, one second, Chaim Kanievsky is in Bnei Brak. It does make sense. The Shla HaKadosh says, here in Yerushalayim, Hayaragilet, Shla HaKadosh lived in the 1600s. Hayaragilet Sli Chasid Gadol mi Chaside Elyon me Hasfaradim. I would meet up many times with a big tzaddik, a Sephardic Chasid, tzaddik. Ve'im hayu notnim lo kol chalele alma lo haya motzi chas v'shalom mipiv davar she'eno emet beveru. You could have given him all the riches of the world. That's a lashon in the Gemara. And he would never utter something that is not clearly the truth. Ve'siper li min hagaviv, the Shla says, and he told me about the custom of his father, be'odo haya nar, Hu ve'achiv, he told him, this Sephardic tzaddik told the Shla HaKadosh, when I was a young boy, my brother and I, uba kovlana shenasai zeinyan shelo kaogen, and a complaint came to my father that something wrong was done. Amar, he told us, mi sheyodea al cheto v'yomar emet, azai emcholo, rak yizaher me'ayom v'hala shelo yishne be'ivalto. Our father told us that the one who will admit to the truth of who did that which I'm told was done, I'll forgive him. He should just be careful not to do it again. Ve'ezeh sheyichpor, but the one who will deny it, ve'ani yechkor ve'edro she'achaz b'sheker ve'kafar, but the one who will deny doing it, and then I will find out that he was lying, azay yaseh lo onashim v'kiflei kiflei, he'll be punished severely. וכן עשה, מי שהודה מחל לו ונתן לו מתנה, עוד איזה מטבעות, באבו שהודה באמת. The one who admitted to it, he even rewarded him with extra money. ולהאחר ששיקר, אנשו באנשים גדולים. כך היה מגדל בנה במידת האמת, והיה קונה האמת במטבעות. He would educate us with the midah of truth, and we would acquire emet even with money. Lekayem, as it says in the pasuk, emet kene ve'al timko. V'na'asa bivno hechasid hanal teva ha'emet olamit, till it became ingrained in us the midah of emet. So said that chasid to the Shla HaKadosh. V'aragil bishkarim u'bazuy u'muze ve'en ma'aminim lo l'shum davar she'omer. One who is in the habit of lying is very low in the eyes of people, and people don't believe anything he says. Ve'asru chazal afilu lignov da'at ha'goy. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Dalet tells us even gnevat da'at to trick and to be deceitful, even to a goy, is not allowed. Is asur. V'katav Rambam, afilu mila achat shel pitui v'shel genevat daat asur. Even one word in Ilchot Deot, the Rambam writes, one word of genevat daat is forbidden. To steal the mind of someone else by lying to him. Ela sfat emet. Everything should be words of truth. V'afilu leagzim v'sipur v'chayagav na'asur. Even to exaggerate a story, to embellish a story, is not allowed. Uma shekatub bagmara chulin tzadik amudbet divrat Torah lashon havai haynu b'makom shemuvan shehakavana leguzma kemo shemevisha me'arim gedolot uvtzurot b'shamayim shekulam mevinim shehakavana chazakim ugvoyim meod velo b'shamayim mamash. There's a gemara that talks about certain psukim in the Torah. For example, arim gedolot uvtzurot b'shamayim, describing the cities, the fortified cities in Eretz Canaan at the time. So what does it say in the Torah? Arim gedolot uftzurot bashamayim. The walls, the fortification walls, go up to the sky. So the Gemara says, Dibrat Torah lashon havai. The way of the Torah is from time to time to talk in a way of exaggeration, of lashon guzma. So I thought, you're not supposed to talk exaggeration. So how can we see that the Torah does that? So he explains, Chaim Kanievsky explains, that when are you allowed to do that? When it's obvious that that's what you're doing. Meaning when the Torah says, Gedolot uvtzurot b'shamayim, immediately the one who hears that understands, okay, that's just an exaggeration, it's a figure of speech. But if you're going to exaggerate and embellish when the one who you're telling the story to does not know that you're exaggerating, so that's a shekel. Baruch haba. V'chen iruni b'sefer ha-maspik l'rabenu Avraham ben Arambam. And afterwards I saw that this pirush is explained by Rabbeinu Avraham, the son of the Rambam. Aval l'ramot, but to cheat someone, sha'asheni achshov sheze emet, that he'll think that it's true, asu. Bo ur'e adechan ayu chazal dvukim b'midat ha'emet. Look how chazal were so careful in the midah of emet. They adhered to it. De'amina b'vamot, Rav Havakamitzara le Devitu, the famous story in Evamot Samer Gimel. Rav had a wife who was tough. His wife always caused him tzar, distress. Ki amar le avidili tlufchi avdile chimtzi. Chimtzi avdile tlufchi. Chimtzi and tlufchi are different types of beans. When he would ask for one type, she would make him the other type. When he would ask for that type, she would make him the other type. Just to play with him. Ki gadal chia bere apichle. Rav had a son, Rabbi Chia. Chia bere de Rav. Many times mentioned in the Gemara. You see that Rav named his son after his uncle who was his Rebbe. Who was the uncle of Rav? Rabbi Chia, the famous Rabbi Chia, who was the nephew of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Chia was the Rebbe of Rav. Who's the son of Rav? Chia. Chia bere de Rav. Named it after his Rebbe. And so Chia, when he grew up, little Chia, he grew up and he realized what's going on, what his mother is doing to his father. So one time, when his father would tell him, go to your mother and ask her if she can make me tlufchi, so he already knew how it goes. So he went and he said, Ima, Abba wants chimtzi. So now he knows she's going to make tlufchi. Amarle, hainu dekamri inchi. Denafak minach ta'ama malfach. Pirush Rashi, pe'amim she'aben machkim et aviv. Ani haya li la'asot ken. That's what people say. Sometimes the one who comes from you, your child, he teaches you to be more witty. He teaches you wisdom. Which means Rashi says, Rav, when he heard that his son did that, he said, well, I should have thought of doing that too. But then he told his son, thank you very much. I appreciate. At lo ta'avid hachi. But don't do that again. He would tell his son, don't do that again. Shenemar limdu leshonam daber sheker, because the pasuk says you train yourself to speak false. One day you're going to become a liar. Vekashe echlo alav edat rav laasot kenat sheshama bibno valo davar pashut. Rav Chaim Kanievsky asks a beautiful question here. He says, Rav, you mean to tell me you never thought of this before? This idea? Wow, your son taught you how to be witty. It's a simple thing. Just say the opposite. You never thought of this on your own. צריך לומר דרב היה מושרש כל כך במידת האמת שלא עלה בדעתו כלל שאפשר לשנות מהאמת. That's how Rav was so ingrained in the Midah of truth, it never dawned on him. Let me say the opposite. Who thinks of such ideas? Someone who's not so, you know, plays around. Not so worried about Emet. Rav was all about Emet. It never even dawned on him to say the opposite. When his son did it, he thought, he looked at it like a chidush. Hashem Yitbarach Yatzilenu Mizfat Sheker U'Leshon Remiyah V'Yanchenu Rak B'Derech Emet.